Welcome to Psychic Cowgirl Radio with Shannon Lackman. Practical, insightful conversations to empower and inspire you on your personal journey. From her cattle ranch in Alberta, this sassy psychic cowgirl uses her connections to universal energies to guide you to greater awareness and wisdom.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. It is a sunshiny Wednesday here at my place. That does make me happier. Even though, yeah, craziness. How are you all doing? It's been what? I count from the day that our schools closed because it's an easy number for me to remember. So that was March 15th. And today is, what, May 13th, so almost 2 months. Yeah. How's it going? Weird? Yep. Uncomfortable? Yep. Scary? Yep. All those things, right? It's, I don't know. Every day I wake up, and for those, you know, few moments in the morning when you're just in that hazy, comfy thing, and then it all comes back, and you're like, okay, well, we're still in this, and we still don't know a ton about it. Yeah, we're just trying to take it day by day. It's hard, though, isn't it? Monday, Tuesday, that was a hot mess. Yesterday, I ate chocolate cake, raspberries, and Cool Whip for breakfast, and I had on my purple t-shirt that has swears on it, and it felt good to do that. Yep, my husband walked into the kitchen, saw me in that t-shirt, and went, oh, that kind of a day. He didn't even notice that I was eating chocolate cake, Cool Whip, and raspberries for breakfast. I thought that was entertaining. Just done with the worry, done with not understanding, done with not knowing, done with trying to be supportive, done with taking care of things. I was done. Today's better. The chocolate cake helped. I made it myself for Mother's Day, and I may or may not have eaten most of it. No, actually, I don't think I did. I have teenagers. Who am I kidding? But I was done, and so I had to find a way to feel better in that moment, just what I could do. Yeah, it's hard, and yes, we're all in this, but that doesn't always make it easier, does it? And, you know, being empathic right now, it's a little bit excruciating some days. Mondays are hard, I can tell, because Mondays, you know, has that energy of back to routine, back to schedule, back to your work day, back to the daily grind, back to all of that. And I find Monday mornings are hard. I can feel people being upset. I can feel people worrying because it's not normal. And so many people are not working and worried about money and worried about the future and worried, just completely worried. And it's valid, it's real, it's happening, and we have to figure out a way to get through it. Nobody knows the right answer. Everybody is just trying their best, I feel, and we're not always gracious. Sometimes we just want to bitch slap people. And, well, you can't get close enough to them to do that right now, or you're not supposed to, so, you know, we have to find other ways. And so really, really need to get into your energy of, like, what is going on? How can I, like, understand what's going on? How can I, like, I don't even know how to. Everything is so unknown. We have to figure out how to get through this, right? We have to figure out how to be graceful when we don't want to be. I mean, there's fights all the time, right? Online fights, text message fights. Just people are done, and rightly so. But that doesn't mean that you can just yell at everybody, because that's not going to work out well in the end, right? So how do you tap into grace? How do you tap into that keeping your mouth shut sometimes, right? So grace, from my definition here, is courteous goodwill. How do you have courteous goodwill with people? For some people right now, I'm just tapped out. I mean, it's at my busy time of year anyway, and I'm not usually part of some stuff right now, but I am, like, really not being part of it. Only, you know, doing the bare minimum for it, because I just know that I'm not on the same page with some of the people. And I don't have the time, and I actually don't have the energy to end up in conversations. I will, like, at the end of the month when things chill out a little bit. We're busy with our 4-H show and sale, which is not in person, it's online, and there's just a lot of details because it's all new and unknown, right? And so that's where my energy is being spent, plus my kids in their online school and my husband supporting him. He doesn't have as much work right now. It's a lot. And so my strategy for the people that are not, like, on the same page with me about this, or who, you know, are just in a different energy, my strategy is to minimize my contact with them, because I don't have it in me. And I know that if I engage and ask questions, it's not necessarily going to, they're not necessarily going to take it the way I intend it, because let's face it, they're also not on the same page as I am. And so it's not worth it to me right now to have these conversations. Will I? Yes. When I'm in the right energy for it to be productive instead of it being frustrating. Does that make sense to you? Because there's a difference, right? When you are in the right energy, you can have conversations, and even if they don't take it the way you mean it, you're in that state of grace, or that energy of, like, being patient and, like, taking the time and not getting mad when they don't see it the way you do. You can see their side and have, you know, courteous goodwill to let them have their opinion and not try to force yours down their throat, and vice versa, not being accepting of them forcing theirs down your throat, because that's what it feels like right now, right? Everybody wants to be right. And I say everybody, and it's not everybody. But at times, doesn't it feel like that? Let's talk about the videos that were going around and everybody was sharing, and open your eyes, people. So I've not said much about that on social media because I don't want to be involved. But I was chatting with someone, and we are often on the same page with things. And I'm like, okay, well, she had watched it, and I'm like, it doesn't ring true to me. Like, there's something about it. I thought, well, I'll do a little research. So I went and read the book it was referring to. It does not ring true, because I've read all these same things with different characters in other books. Am I saying that that was plagiarized? No, not at all. And I'm not saying what the person wrote was not totally true, but it certainly did not feel true, and it felt very manipulated. And as far as I'm concerned, they have no credibility. Do I think they have some valid points, perhaps, to look at things differently? But it was definitely sensationalized and not true. And interesting how in the book, the people that were part of the players, where you could, you know, get fact check with, they were all no longer on this plane of existence, which, okay, huh, isn't that convenient? Anyways, none of it just felt right to me. It felt like just messy, ugly. And so I didn't participate in any of it. And then I read the book, but I still haven't said anything to anybody about it. You guys are the first. You can get the book free on Hoopla. And so I'm like, yeah, I don't like this, but I don't want to get into a discussion about it because I don't feel like people are in the energy of compassionate thinking because the stress levels are too high. And then a local news source did research the thing and put out an article, which I was very happy about because it said the same things that I'd already felt. Now, here's the thing. It's not bad to research these things. It's not bad to share these videos because thinking differently or looking at things differently is always a good thing. But it also gives you this chance to use your spidey sense of discernment. Does this feel true to me? Does this feel right? And this is where our grace can come in uncertainty. Knowing you. And it doesn't matter if somebody else thinks differently than you. You know you, right? And the thing is, a lot of people are bored. I used to call it bored housewife syndrome. Bless their hearts, I don't mean to be demeaning to housewives at all. But there was, in my experience, some ladies that I knew who were bored. And they created drama. Because for whatever reason, that energy, like, fed their energy in some ways. And it was never just housewives. But that was my experience in the people that I was interacting with that were doing it. And now it's all over the place. Bored house husbands. I just saw a great big, not a great big, it was fairly significant fight on Twitter. Not on Twitter, on Facebook. Probably on Twitter, too. I was on Twitter enjoying things for a while until it got all, like, just a little bit too much for me. And, like, I get it. You know, we're stressed, we're worried, we don't understand, nobody does, and everybody thinks they're right, and it's also true, like, everybody has valid points on why they're feeling or saying or doing what they do, but where's our courteous goodwill for the rest of the people, right? Just because someone doesn't believe what I believe doesn't make them terrible. I have really good friends that don't eat red meat, that don't eat beef that I raise. Do I hate them for it? No. If that works for them and makes them happy, that's great. I personally don't happen to care for some other types of meat, and I don't dislike people that eat it. We're in a world where everybody gets to be who they are, and you get to decide who you are. Get to know who you are. And, you know, being mad at other people for not believing what you believe or because they understand things differently is really a waste of your energy unless it threatens you, like, physically or financially. But even then, does it matter? Does it threaten me financially that people don't eat beef? Of course it does. But enough people do, so it doesn't matter. And besides, what is it going to do for me to be upset about it and to, you know, make a big fuss? Not a thing, right? Not a thing. Because, you know, it's all good that we're all different. Pick and choose your battles, people. Pick and choose, because this whole situation we're in is exhausting enough. Let's not make it worse, right? And so what would be your not negotiable? Like, I don't know. We have an opportunity to, like, look at things differently. To, I don't know, view the world through a different lens and see, like, what would work for you? And even being exposed to the people with different opinions and who are all bristly about it, that's good information for you. Because if you're seeing something, some comments or a discussion, and you feel strongly one way or the other, that's good to know, right? It's when it, like, bubbles up and makes you so angry that you're vibrating or that you're, like, mean, you know, like, cruel, you know, where you're like, you're so stupid. You know what I'm talking about. When it does that, that's when it's not so healthy. And that's when you need to try to tap into that grace and say, you know, is this worth my time and energy? Sometimes it is, and sometimes it isn't. But I know when you get, like, upset and mad about things, if you can take a day. So with our 4-H leadership program, if there's a dispute, we have to give everybody, well, it's suggested to give everybody 24 hours to calm down and think it through before we, you know, proceed with it, just to let everybody have that distance. So that's something you can practice. Take those nice big breaths in. Because, you know, there are people in our world, in our life, purposely to teach us things. Teach us tolerance, teach us patience, teach us that their beliefs, it's not even beliefs, what they're saying doesn't ring true for us. And it's all teaching us. How we react to it is also teaching us. If you blow your top and scream and yell and it feels really great in the moment and then you feel like a complete jerk after, that's also teaching you, isn't it? All these teachable moments we're in right now, I don't love it always. It's hard. And we have to remember that people are frightened. And we are a nation of insecurity, right? Until you know you, what you stand for, what you don't stand for, and even then you get surprises. When somebody challenges you, we don't always handle it with grace. And I don't know why. Some of it, I feel, is just because we're reactionary, because we're, like, we have this kind of underlying energy that we always have to be perfect. Don't let anyone see if you're wrong. Don't show signs of weakness. And yet, is that even sustainable? No. So interesting. Oh, before I forget, don't forget, tomorrow morning is my energy clearing if you want to be part of it. Go to my Facebook page and sign up if you haven't already. If you have, don't worry, you're on my list. But you could go give an emoticon or a yes if you feel you wish to. I did a little poll. So I do three clearings. I do a boost your, enhance your immunity. And then I do a middle one, and I've been doing anxiety and fear. And then I do a blessing boost, which is actually totally one of my favorites. I use it as often as I can on everybody. And I decided that I wanted to see where you're all at. And so I did a poll this week, and it was an anxiety release or an insecurity release. And overwhelming, it was insecurity. And so that was really amazing information and not surprising. I mean, I do a ton of work with people about insecurity because it's important, right? Anyway, so I have this amazing insecurity release. Actually, I just tried it on myself yesterday, and I love it. It's working. And so that's the one I will do tomorrow morning on all of you that are signed up, and I'm pretty excited for it. Pretty excited. So I am going to continue with the polls. I will give more time. I only gave a day for that one because, well, I just figured out polls, you know, now that we have all this little bit extra time, I have time for that stuff. And it's interesting because I absolutely adore this energy clearing. It's amazing. I've done some really interesting ones on myself in the last couple of weeks because I test them on me first before I test them on all of you. And wow, I think I'll put this one in the next poll, so keep an eye out for that. And I might put it on Instagram and Twitter, but right now I'm just using Facebook because I can monitor it easily. I'm comfortable there. It's on my computer. The only thing I don't like about Instagram is that it's only on my phone, and I'm old. I like the computer. So, again, sign up for that on my Facebook page, Psychic Cowgirl. If you would like to participate in this energy clearing, it's amazing. Last Thursday's was heavy. It takes me probably 2-3 hours to do it, to do just the three. And I think it's because it's a group. When it's just one-on-one, I usually do about 5 or 6 on one person. And it takes me a couple hours, sometimes 3 hours. It just depends on how heavy it is and what, you know, what we're concentrating on. But, yeah, it's quite magic. So, yes, definitely go over there. And I feel like doing the insecurity release is going to help us have more grace in this uncertain time. We just don't know. So I'm in Alberta, as you all know, and they're thinking of reopening some things starting tomorrow. There's not been an official go-ahead yet. It's just all in talks, and, you know, people are upset. People want to go back to work, and there's other people that are worried it's going to, you know, get worse if we all go back to work, because really there's no right answer. This is a work in progress. We've never been in this before, and so we have to have some level of trust in the people making the decisions. And I'm not buying into all the conspiracies. I'll just put that out there. And my reasoning is money. I don't believe this all happened to mind control people, because let's face it, that already happens. We go through life in a state of hypnosis a lot of the time, and we can be. We're very suggestible. If you want to have a conversation about that, sure, I'd love to. And because of the money that is being lost, the money that is being spent, and then it's going to have to recoup, like, it's too much. So I don't believe. Do I believe it might have been man-made? Maybe. I don't know that they thought it would be the way it is. That doesn't ring true. And here's the thing. This is where we go back to know yourself. For me, I don't want to. Maybe it is all true. Maybe it's man-made, and this is a way to control the people, and it's all this big, elaborate manipulation. Okay. I'm going to choose not to believe that because it does me no good, personally. It doesn't help me. It doesn't give me hope for the future. It's very depressing and horrifying, and so maybe I'm burying my head in the sand by choosing not to, and I am good with that, very good with that, actually, because if it's going to get me through this, then I'm okay, right? Because that's my focus. I want to get myself, my family, my friends, my clients, everybody I know through this. And how I do that, I'm not like doing what I do, right? And so it does not do me any good, because then it seems like everything I would be doing would be worthless or not have value if someone can just come along and wreck it all, right? And so for me, I'm going to say no. I am going to go with, as human beings, we are resilient. We are creative. We are quite amazing. We can get through this. I know that we can. And if my energy clearing is how I'm helping, excellent. I'm also raising beef for us to eat. I'm also, you know, raising productive members of society and my children for when they're adults and teaching them resilience and how to get through this without letting it tax your mental health totally. I'm supporting a lot of people energetically. And so for me to be able to do all that, which I love to do, I have to choose to believe that there's an end to this, that we will all come out of this with some insights, gifts, surprises that are good that we didn't expect. Because I do have to tell you this. Even on my bad days, when I tap into everything, like when I'm, you know, take those moments to just really do my magic, there's an underlying calm, which is interesting to me. There's an underlying energy of it will be okay. How that looks, what's going on with that, I don't know, but that it will be okay. And that's what I'm choosing to tap into for grace whenever I need it. So for you, if you want a piece of that, absolutely. How about, so ground yourself, deep, 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 big roots to the bottom of your feet, deep into Mother Earth. Ground, 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 ground. Go deep, go deep, go deep. And let's say, deep into Mother Earth, I would like you to visualize or imagine, how about, how about an amethyst and a tourmaline? We are going for spiritual clarity and protection. And so when things get crazy, when you find yourself in that energy of, you know, the sky is falling, the world's going to hell in a handbasket, I can't take this anymore, I want you to sit down in a chair. I want you to put your feet flat on the floor. And I would like you to visualize or imagine those big, big, big roots. And you're tapping into my, I'm sharing my magic with you, into my amethyst and tourmaline that's buried deep in there that will give you calm and clarity and courage. How about that? Practice it a few times so that when you need it, you can immediately tap into it. And it doesn't mean that you won't blow up at people if they need it. I fully support that. Or you have a hissy fit now and again when you need it. I fully support that too, because you have to feel what you're feeling to get through this. It's an emotional roller coaster, and it's bizarre, and it's crazy, and it's uncomfortable. But it also has its good things. Some of us are reading more books. Some of us are spending way more time with family in a small area. Which is good and bad, right? Some of us are getting some brilliant ideas. Some of us are able to clean those closets or, you know, send in those that paperwork that you've been procrastinating about. So when it gets all to be too much, sit in your chair, couch, whatever it is, sit on your front step. It doesn't matter where you are. And tap into that amethyst and tourmaline that's deep into Mother Earth, protected, and set up, and it's huge too, by the way, so everybody can tap into it that needs to, and it's there for you. It's there for you so that you can tap into grace in this uncertainty. It's there for you. And while you're tapped into it, it's going to balance your chakras. We are going to do a chakra balancing today. You got this. You got this. And now, you know, why don't you, if you have a tourmaline and an amethyst together that you can stick in your pocket, stick in your bra, carry around with you, hold them in your hand and ask them to be charged with calm and courage. It'll work. We got this. And I'm very magic. We got this. Okay. Now, if you just, we're going to do the chakra balancing, so I'm going to ask you to just, for now, let go of the amethyst and the tourmaline and come back to yourself. Give yourself a nice breath in. And we are going to, okay. Shake your energy a bit. All right, let's go ahead and close our eyes. And let's take 3 big deep breaths. 3 big deep breaths as you begin to release and let go. Begin to focus on the sound of my voice. And allow all the other sounds to drift into the background. Nice big deep breaths. Bring your attention to your feet, your legs, and from your toes to your knees, you become aware of your legs relaxing. Every breath takes you deeper now. As this relaxation moves up into the thighs, the hips, and your stomach muscles. Relaxing as well. And the more relaxed you become, the deeper you go. The deeper you go, the more relaxed you become. Relaxation now continues moving upward and through the solar plexus, across the chest area, in through your shoulders, and moving down through your arms, your hands, your fingers, and your neck muscles, nicely relaxing. Nice. Simply relaxing. Each and every breath just takes you deeper. Every breath you breathe in, you're breathing in relaxation to the body, the positives to your mind. With every exhalation, you're releasing any discomfort from the body, any negatives from your mind. And now, as this relaxation moves up, in through the scalp, across your forehead, down over your eyelids, your facial muscles, your jaw muscles, and the physical body relaxes deeply, completely, and with every breath. In a moment, I'm going to count backwards from zero, sorry, backwards from five to zero. And you're going to enter this imagery state. When we reach zero, five, four, three, two, one, zero. Deeply, deeply, deeply relaxing. Deeply, deeply, deeply relaxing. And now we're going to go into our chakra balancing.
This is a meditation to balance and cleanse our chakras. I'd like you to sit up straight, have your feet flat on the floor, nothing crossed. Give yourself a nice breath in and out. I would like you to visualize or imagine deep, thick roots growing out the bottom of your feet, deep, deep into Mother Earth. Feel yourself grounding and connecting with Mother Earth with those deep, thick roots. Nice breath in and out. Now, imagine or visualize a white ball of energy coming up from each of those roots into the bottom of your feet. Visualize or imagine those balls of light traveling up your leg. You may feel a warm, tingling sensation. Move those balls of light up your leg, through your shin, past your knees, up your thighs, higher, higher. And then both balls of white light are going to join together at your root chakra, at your pelvis. Your root chakra deals with feelings and energies of having the right to be here. The root chakra is symbolized as red. I want you to imagine or visualize a red ball. Symbolism is personal, but I want you to have something that you're focusing on. So if it's a red ball, I want you to start spinning it until it's bright, shiny, shiny red. Right now it may look cloudy or dirty. It may be really big or it may be really small. I want you to spin this ball of energy until it's shiny, bright, sparkly red. Spinning, spinning. The root chakra deals with energies of money, career, home, needs, and possessions. So it's really important to have this one balanced. I want you to spin it, spin it, spin it until it's bright and shiny. If you are having trouble visualizing or imagining, Archangel Raphael will be there to help you. Archangel Raphael is also going to vacuum away all the cruddy energy that comes off your chakras. So spinning, spinning, spinning. We like to give this one a really good cleanse. Spin it just a smidge more. Fantastic. You are doing great. Okay? Now this one is all shiny clean and it's in your body. Again, there's no way to do this wrong. Now, I want you to move up to your sacral chakra, which is located midway between your pelvis and the base of your spine. This one's an orange ball of light. I want you to spin that one. This is where we have our feelings and emotions. Let's spin that one until it's bright, shiny orange. This is where we are able to set boundaries when we have this one balanced. Feeling joy. Let's really spin that one and give it a nice big cleanse. Spinning, 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 spinning. For all of us that have trouble saying no at times, you can feel why it would be important to have this one balanced. Excellent. Give it a few more spins until it's bright, shiny orange. You guys are doing fabulous. Okay, now that that one feels good, move up again to our solar plexus chakra. This one is the yellow one. This one is where we can make choices. We set our intentions through this one and have our will to do things. It involves self-direction, self-esteem, and the power of transformation. So let's spin this yellow light until it's bright, shiny, and sparkly clean. spinning. Nice. Focus on spinning that one a little more. Perfect. I can feel all the energies flying off to be vacuumed away. You're going to feel so good after this. All right. So now that one's all shiny, let's move up to our heart chakra. This one's green. This one deals with love and I give, I care, forgiveness, generosity. So let's spin this heart chakra until it's shiny green and infused with sparkles. We want to have a pretty heart chakra. And spinning. Fabulous. Let's keep spinning that one. You're doing great. Spin it some more. Like everybody's is nice and sparkly, shiny. Okay, great. Now, if that one's back in place, let's move up to our throat chakra. This one is blue. We're going to spin that ball of light energy until it's shiny. This is the one where we have expression, where we listen, where we can communicate. It's all about using our voice. So let's spin this one. We can communicate clearly. Spinning. Fantastic. If you find that your throat chakra feels out of balance often, grab a sodalite or a lapis lazuli. Those stones will really help with that. I wear them when doing the radio show. It's really, really helpful. Okay, let's spin that one just a little bit more. You're doing fantastic. Okay, now that that one's all clean, let's move up to our third eye chakra located in our forehead. This one has to do with telepathy, intuition, imagination, visualizing, all that good stuff that you've been doing. So this one is the darker purple color, and we're going to spin it until it's very sparkly. Nice. Keep spinning. Our intuition's located here, so we like to have this one clean so we can get our messages, right? Keep spinning. Excellent. Spinning. Perfect. Kate, now that it's nice and shiny, clean, deep purple. I see a lot of yours as deep purple. Beautiful. Okay, let's move up to our crown chakra located at the top of our head. Now this one is a pale violet, or you might see it as clear. We're going to spin that ball of light until it's bright, shiny, clean, and sparkly. This is where our psychic and intuitive abilities can be found. Our faith, our connection to the divine, ability to trust life, values, ethics, courage. Lots of stuff happened in this crown chakra. So let's spin that one until it's really, really clean. Excellent. Great, you guys have been working on this. This one was pretty clean. Okay, so let's put that one where it's supposed to go. And remember, there's no way to do this wrong. Just the act of listening to my voice and doing this exercise will create the energies and it will happen. It's as simple as that. Let's visualize or imagine that ball of light again, just right above your head. And then you're going to move it down through your face, down through your neck, down through your chest, down through your pelvis. That ball of light's going to break into two, and each ball of light is going to go down thighs, past your knees. You're going to feel refreshed, able to focus. Going to have a lot of clarity after this meditation. Continue sending that ball of light through past your knees, down your shins, and out the bottoms of your feet, and and ground you deep, deep, deep into Mother Earth. And then you can bring your awareness back to the room, back to your body. Meditation is about doing what feels natural to you. You're letting the energy do the work. Takes a little trust, takes a little faith, but if you practice it, you can come back to this meditation anytime and replay it. Have an excellent day.
You have been listening to Psychic Cowgirl Radio with Shannon Lackman. Practical, insightful conversations to empower you on your personal journey. To connect with Shannon directly, visit psychiccowgirl.com. That's psychiccowgirl.com.